Currently connected to CMN Network.
KEAWOK.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WAP.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WDAKL on the mobile. WDAKL.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is KSASQN testing.
Take off India Oscar. What you testing, Wyatt?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, I was testing out my HT. I had a, what was that, 6.5 inch rat tail on it I made, and I was just testing it out. But yeah, I'm, it's better than the last time though. KFASQN Friday.
Whiskey 8 Golf, India Oscar. Yeah, I caught it at the end there. You stepped up, so I don't know if you moved it or whatever, but sounds like you're on the right track, brother.
Yeah, I was soldering today and making new rat tails, cutting them to length and stuff. I was trying to hit that repeater. I'm in Emily City, and the nearest repeater that's linked to the system is the Romeo one. And I have a Explorer QRZ1 I got a couple days ago, and I put that rat tail on it, and I can barely even make my local repeater.
Well, that's the beauty of the hobby. You test and retest and have more fun and figure it out. And then once you figure it out, it's a great deal of enjoyment. So have fun with it.
Roger, thank you. Yeah, I feel like that's what the hobby is all about. Learning from your mistakes, making mistakes, and having fun. But I'm gonna move outside. Move my equipment outside today to test it out. See if I get a better reception than indoors, inside, because I was running a 3-foot tape, and I went in the highest point of my house to get try to hit this repeater.
Yeah, it's tough. I think when I'm in the house upstairs, I use a half pan cookie sheet to put a magnet mount on the bottom of it. Holy crap. Sorry, the guy next to me about ran me off the road. It's just all about the ground plane. I mean, you've already figured all that stuff out, so it sounds like you're on the right track.
Yeah, I definitely learned that the ground planes really helped me a lot. I used to use a metal pan. I mean, I still will, but the rat kills is so much better. I wrap it around my SMA connectors. The SMA, what is that? Female, I think. Yeah, female. On my antenna, I wrap that copper wire around. And I have one for VHS and one for UHF. I swap out. But I use a Belfing AR-152. It's a high-powered HT. It's about 10 watts. I'm working on getting my generals. I cannot study for the save my life though.
Yeah, it's a dedication. I used an online ham. Oh gosh, I can't think of it now. Hamthings.org. But it was great. The classes were great. It was all online. You just take tests, and that's how I passed mine.
Yeah, I use the ham study. That's what helped me get my technicians a lot. I like how they randomize the questions for the test. It's not like same order every time I ham prep. But yeah, I've been wanting to get my journals for a while now. Or not a while. I got my license 3 weeks ago. So for about this week, I've been wanting to get my general because I heard FT4, I think, and FT8. And I use this website on my mom's laptop. It's called Remote Ham Radio. It's a paid program, but I got it for free because I joined the youth program. But you can do FT8 on there from your computer, and you can plug in Morse code keys to your laptop and send Morse code out. But I've been wanting to get on like 40 meters and stuff like that. I don't like being stuck on 10 meters.
Yeah, it's fun once you get there. I ended up doing a lot of POTA last year, and so I've been working on my truck, getting it converted. And this summer, hopefully, I plan to spend some more time at parks and activating more parks. But yeah, it's a slippery slope. It's a lot of fun, so enjoy it. I started off studying for my extra, and then I got sidetracked with work. So it is on my list to complete before the end of the year, knock on wood.
Roger, like what I said, I cannot study for my generals, like, because, I could study, but I have the patience. It's just, like, there's so much other stuff I could do, like, my projects and stuff. I always think about that when I'm studying, so I can't just, like, focus on it and actually study. I got to chapter 4 of the generals. But hopefully once I pass my test, knock on wood, I World Meet League going 40 meters. I've been wanting to go on that for a long time now.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And that's KB9PBR, the cat named Michael Martins, but he's, between him and Sean got me converted to get my goal from GMRS to ham, and then once I got down that slippery slope, it just kind of went from there. But I had to take a little bit of a break earlier, but now I'm back at it, and looking forward to the summer. I am pulling up to my house, so have fun with your projects, Wyatt. It was good catching up with you again. I talked to you, I think last week I was dropping my son off to go pick up a car, and this other guy jumped on our call, so I never got to say goodbye. But I am Whiskey 8 Golf India Oscar. My name is Ben, and I live in Rochester. Talk to you soon, man.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, Charlie, India.
This is KSAFQN. I didn't get your call sign, but the breaking station, go ahead.
Yep. Victor Echo 3, Charlie, Charlie, India. The name here is Brad. Bravo, Romeo, Alpha, Delta, and I'm located in South Windsor, Ontario. And I'm running a Yaesu FT991A with a Comet CP15 on top of a 30-foot tower. How's my signal report? I don't know who it goes to, but the name is Brad.
QSO, I got you to 5-9. My name is Wyatt, spelt Whiskey Yankee Alpha Tango Tango. And I am from Emily City, Michigan. And I believe the Purcell just talked to you left, but I'm going to say bye to him really quick. I didn't get his call sign, but you have a good rest of your day in 7-3. And I'll hand it back over to you.
All right, Wyatt. This has been Whiskey 8 Golf India Oscar. Catch you next time. Have fun today, bud.
Roger, thank you. You as well, and you have a good rest of your day. And 7-3U, KFA-FQN. I'll hand it over to Brad, I believe.
I doubled with you. Can you give your name phonetically and slowly? V3CCR.
Roger, my name is Wyatt, spelled Whiskey, Yankee, Alpha, Tango, Tango. And my call sign is Kilo, Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot, Quebec, November, KF8FQN.
KF8FQN, V3CCI. Nice to meet your acquaintance there, V3CCI.
Roger, it's nice to talk to you. I've never talked to anybody from Canada before. Everybody's from the U.S. I had one guy on ECR talk from England. I'm using Echolink right now. But, yeah, it's a pleasure meeting you. And what's your call sign phonetically? I didn't get that.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie, Charlie, India. Victor Echo 3, Charlie, Charlie, India.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India, Roger. I'll log you down on QRZ.
Kilo Fox Trot 8, Fox Trot Quebec November, CCKJO.
This is KF8FQN, KC8KJO. Tom, go ahead.
I was checking out your QRZ logbook. Looks like you've been a little busy beaver there, sir. Great job.
You're not coming in very good there. But thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'm coming in on a Warren repeater. I'm using HD, a Baofeng DM32. It's the only one that I brought with me today. I don't have any mobile units in my personal vehicle.
Roger, yeah. I got to the point where I could tell if somebody's using a bow thing, just by me using my bow thing. And like I told you, I got a new radio, the QRZ1 Explorer. I like it. It's a 5-watt, small little radio.
You got to put it on your YouTube channel so we can check it out.
Roger, I think I don't think... Oh, I did post it, but I posted the transmission receive quality on it. But yeah, I'll do the review on it. Well, thank you for visiting my channel. And I'm going to hand it over to Victor Echo 3, Charlie India.
How long have you been a ham for? Are you just getting into the hobby, or how long have you been a ham? I got licensed 20 years ago, and I was 16, so I was pretty excited when I got my license, B3CCR.
I got my license about 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah, and how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? B3CCR.
I'm 11.
Yep, 11. That's pretty good. Yeah, like I said, I was 16 when I got my license. Well, I was 11 when I discovered amateur radio, so, yeah, that was back 25 years ago, I think. No, 24 years ago. Back in 2001, my dad got me into amateur radio, so. Yep. Welcome to the hobby. B3CCI. Go ahead to the other station.
Hey, it's Joe. Alright, Wyatt, have fun out there. I gotta do a couple other things down here in Clinton Township, and then maybe I'll hear you on the radio when I drive back up to my home, CTH. So, enjoy the hobby, and I'll probably talk to you throughout the week. 73 to you, sir. KCHKJO.
73 to you as well. Nice talking to you again, and yeah, I hope we bump into each other on this, repeater system again, 73 to you, and I'll hand it over to Victor Echo 3, Charlie India.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, what antennas do you got up, and what radios are you using at the moment?
I got a Baofeng AR-152. It is a 10-watt HT radio. I am using a 3-foot tape antenna on it, indoors, sadly. I got 2 rat tails for VHF, UHF. I have 2 radio oddity QA radios. They have no keypad on it and stuff. And then I got a QRZ-1 Explorer. And that is a another ham radio I just got. And they both, those radio oddities and the QRZ-1, they have stock antennas. So the only non-stock antenna I have is that 3-foot tape. I'm looking to get a Anytone 778 for my birthday with a power converter and a base antenna for my home base station. Back over to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a Yaesu FT991A and a Comet GP15 on top of a 30-foot tower, so, and plus I have a few HDs. I have a Kenwood TXD74, a Yaesu FT70D, and an old ICOM ICV8. It's just 2-meter only, so.
Roger, yeah, I wish I had 30-foot towers, lucky. That's what I was call sign. He's, I think he's newer to ham radio. He's in his 20s, I believe. I seen him at my local amateur radio club meeting. Speaking of that, I went to my first ham radio club meeting last Tuesday. But he has a 30-foot tower. He didn't put up yet. But yeah, you're lucky. You have a radio tower.
Yeah. Yep. So it's really hard to get into. So, yep. You got your license for about 2 weeks now. So, I know the Americans, they have to renew their license every 10 years, but us Canadians, we have it forever. So it's pretty nice. B3CCI over to you.
Really? You guys are lucky then. I'm not looking forward to studying for my license all over again. I did not enjoy that at all. Also, I got a question. What's in Canada, what's the FCC called? Like, I know it's called something different. It's like, what is it called?
Say again.
Hey, Roger, so if you know how we have, like, the FCC that, like, gives us our license, like, what's, like, Canada's version of that? Like, who gives you the license?
Oh, you mean the governing body of amateur radio? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, yeah, correct.
It's Industry Canada over here, B3CCI.
Industry Canada, correct?
That's affirmative. Yep, Industry Canada.
That's crazy, you never knew that. Good to know. Wait. I don't know if you know this, but, like, if I went in Canada, or, yeah, if I, let's just say I want to go in Canada with a U.S. amateur radio license, can I still operate ham radio in Canada?
Yeah, you can bring your U.S. call sign, but you have to use the VE3 after it. You can say your call sign, but you have to use the VE3 because VE3 is the prefix for Ontario.
Roger, so VE3 is for Ontario, correct?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, so, B2CCI for ID.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm starting to get it now. So you got V3 for Ontario, I believe. And then I think it's for the Michigan region. It's 8. So KS8. I think it's like a new, what would that be, suffix of the newer call signs.
Oh, okay. Very good. So how did you become interested in amateur radio?
I got into ham radio. Hold on, this antenna. I got into ham radio. I heard about it about, I don't really know, I'm guessing 6 months ago. That's when I started listening to web SDRs, some shortwave radio. And I started doing some research more on it. And I had that Baofeng, that AR-152, because I play airsoft, and I used it to make my vest look cool. So I never used it, Then I dug it out of my closet, hit the scan button, started listening to, it's an analog radio, so I went on a DMR channel, and I didn't hear, I just heard, like, buzzing, you can say, and I thought that was cool for some reason. And, I started learning the CTCSS, stuff like that, and, eventually, I wanted to get my license. I found out they had to have a license to transmit. I wanted to talk to other people, and I started studying for my technicians.
Connected to CMN Network.
B3CCI, yeah. Well, how I got my license is my dad got me into amateur radio by, he had a scanner radio with all the ham frequencies in it. And that was back in 2001. And then I tried to study the course, but I failed it back then. But and then since I'm a white painter and totally blind, I went to a school for the blind. And they had a amateur radio course there. And this was back in 05. And I passed the amateur radio course, and I got my license at 16, and here I am, 36, loving the hobby, so, B3CCI.
Roger, well, that's an awesome way to get in the hobby. Everybody's a little different, and that's what I like. I love hearing the stories of other people, how they got into it, and, if you don't mind me asking, so you are blind?
I've been blind since birth. My radio is, like, some of them talk to me, some of them don't. Like, I have to use programming software on my computer, and my computer talks to me. Screen reading software, so that's how I use all my technology.
Roger, that's awesome. Well, good for you. That's really awesome. I've never I heard of that, or it's my wording's not right, but keep it up. That's awesome.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it is. So have you worked Simplex at all?
Say again?
Have you worked Simplex at all? It's just strictly radio to radio. There's no going through a repeater or anything like that.
Simplex, yeah, I run the national Simplex calling frequency, which is 146.520 megahertz, and I talked to one person who was passing by, a highway, and I managed to talk to him, but that was the only contact I made on Simplex. I've been messing around with Simplex.
Yeah, I go on Simplex all the time. I use that 652 all the time to, especially when ban openings happen, B3CCI.
Roger, yeah, I enjoy Simplex a lot. I think, yeah, it's a good way to test out your radio, too, the range of it. To be honest, I don't know about you, but I'm so happy whoever made Simplex up. I'm very happy they did that because I feel like it wouldn't be ham radio without Simplex.
Oh, okay. So, what are you using for your base station again? I couldn't quite catch it.
Right now I have HTs. That radio I was talking to you about, that's the one I want to get for my birthday. It is a Anytone 778 with a base antenna, and that's what I want to get for my birthday. I don't have it right now, but the radios I have are two Radio Oddity two-way radios, one QRZ1 radio, and a Baofeng AR-152.
Oh, okay. Yep, very good. B3CCI Friday.
KSA FQ on Friday. Yeah, I enjoy using my Baofeng. That's the main one I use because it's got the best antenna on it. The rest of my radios are all stock antennas, rubber duckies. But my Baofeng can pick up weak signals from about, in ideal conditions, like inside my house, about 10 miles away. Running simplex outside in a higher location or in a field, I can get things from about 30 to 40 miles away. That's pushing it, though.
You want to go on 5-2 real quick? See if I can reach it from there.
Yeah, Roger, yeah, I'm curious to see if you can reach me, but yeah.
Okay, VE3CCI2SY to 5-2.
KFAF2N, may take an extra minute. I need to get my VHF ground plane on my radio. I just need to unscrew the antenna.
Okay, VE3CCI.
This is KFAFQN. All right, I'm on 14652. Go ahead. KFAFQN.
KF. Kilo? This is KF8BOT.
This is Kilo Fox, Todd 8, Fox, Todd 2, but November. I was just calling on the computer. I was trying to, contact Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India. They're trying to, he's in Ontario, I'm in Emily City, and we're trying to see if we can talk on Simplex or hear each other on it.
Good deal and good luck. It's, if you can get it, that's pretty decent.
Roger, thank you. And yeah, I hope I get to reach him. I don't know if he's still in the theater, but you have a good rest of your day. And this is KF8FQN, 73 and clear.
Good copy, 73 and clear. I'll be monitoring.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India, this is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Are you still on this computer? This is Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. I'm assuming that Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India is off of this freak. So, KF8FQN, clear for now.
Victor Echo 3, Charlie Charlie India monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is KFA-X2N, testing.
Good. I didn't catch what repeater you were trying to get in through. I know this is linked. FBI network's linked pretty good. So sounds like you have a ground plane and a rat tail or something going on with your radio.
Yeah, Roger. I got a rat tail on my 6.5 inch rat tail.
I cannot talk today. The estimated measure of my antenna for the UHF, I got a 3-foot tape antenna on my radio. Trying to take a foul thing, AR-168. Yeah, sounds good. I was able to hear you a little bit better that time. I'm using a Radiata UGA-168 right now. And that's, I'm talking through one of the roll-up N9TAX J-poles, so nothing too fancy on my end.
Yeah, Roger, I'm impressed by this sound thing. Even with that homemade rat tail, and the antenna, I'm getting a repeater 14 miles away. It's a Romeo one. But,
I feel like I've heard John before in said you just recently got your ham radio license, right?
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I got my ham radio license about 3 weeks ago.
Well, that's great. Congratulations on that. You know, I got my ham radio license when I was 13. So it's been quite a while, and if you check my call sign, you can see it's a little bit older. It's the Kilo Charlie 8, so it's been a few letters ago.
Yeah, Roger. By the way, I got you out of here now. There's a volume on my radio. I didn't know it was turned down that much. I don't know about you, but this warm front coming in is pretty weird.
Yeah, it seems a bit out of the ordinary for, you know, February, but you know, it kind of comes with some good, comes with some bad. You can get outside and enjoy some sunlight. Get some vitamin D back in you, and it helps your mood. And a lot of different aspects of your life kind of feel good, but at the same time, you know, the streets tend to flood in the inner city, kind of where I'm from, and, you know, stuff wants to grow, but then it's going to snow again, and it tends to kill stuff. My wife has some bulb flowers in our garden that tend to suffer in weather like this.
Yeah, Roger, I was trying to find a good spot to get a better transmission. Right? Okay, yeah, right here. Yeah, are the cities, I've only been in Detroit, like, 2 times. I don't know where you're from, obviously. I'm just assuming by where the computer's located. I'm assuming you're in Warren, I don't know. But, are, like, cities warmer?
So I think by nature, cities can tend to be a little warmer just because they're slower to warm and slower to cool just because of the massive amount of material that all the buildings are made out of. But I think industry in general causes a lot more heat in the city. So it's kind of, yes, it's a little warmer, kind of, no, it's a little colder. So it kind of depends on when you catch it. But, yeah, so my name is John. I'm real close to the repeater in Warren. I'm actually in Fraser. Not sure if that helps you at all. I'm real close to the Peter Warren.
Hey, Roger. I'm going to be honest with you. Victory Theater in Romeo. I'm in Emerald City. I'm using Victory Theater way more clear, which is homemade rat tail, than I hit my local WALA Theory Theater in the pier. Which is about 8 miles away from me. So that's a whole, how many miles? Like, 4 or 5 maybe? But yeah, I'm actually surprised at hitting the computer. Loud and clear, you can say, from what I'm hearing in Megalene. But yeah, I'm kind of assuming that, because the industry and like, the buildings and everything, it's kind of like a, forced building, you can say, because only buildings are in that city.
Yeah, so there's a lot that can go into how you hit a repeater. You know, it could be the elevation of the antenna on the repeater you're trying to hit, or maybe there's obstacles in the way, or there's a lot that goes into that. But, I mean, it's good you at least found one you can get into pretty easily. You know, for me, I'm down in a city. It seems like there's a plethora of repeaters that I can hit, but it's good you're able to at least get on one that's linked and you can get out a little bit.
Yeah, Roger, do you know why, maybe, like, why is getting this computer better than my local one? Because I know this one, I'm on UHF, so I'm assuming that's good at penetrating or it bounces off stuff. And I got this 6-inch rat tail I made, so that could be another reason, but my local repeater operates on a VHF. I don't think I came in clear there, VHF. So
Yeah, this is KZAWNI, just ID. Yeah, there's a lot that goes into that, too, I think. You know, some people, I hear mixed things. It's like, you know, sometimes VHF gets good reach, other times UHF gets good reach. It's kind of, your mileage may vary depending on your setup, but it sounds like you found one that's working pretty good. I'm copying you really good now. I'm not sure. When you first started talking to now, I feel like maybe you moved around a little bit.
Hey, Roger. I'm not even talking louder to my mic, which is a shocker. Yeah, I love this valve thing I have. It's a ER-152. It pushes 10 watts. Again, the fan center I got on it and stuff, I really enjoy it. But I have a QRZ1. It's called an Explorer, and it's a small little 5 watt radio. It can't really hit anything except for SimFlex. But the audio quality on that QRZ1 is awesome. Receiving and transmitting, it feels like you're talking to somebody that's in a room with you. It's insane. But I'm outside right now. I always test out like my emergency kit that I made. And yeah, everything's working.
Well, that's great. It's glad to hear you're enjoying the hobby, and nice to see you. Nice to hear you made a little antenna. Always cool. Glad to hear that that you're in the hobby. You know, maybe get some of your buddies to do it with you. You know, get your friends or get your school to do it with you. That's also always a lot of fun too. But, I'm gonna have to let you go. I'm at home, and I got some stuff I gotta take care of around the house. So nice talking with you. Just wanted to finally say hi to you. I've heard you a little bit, but it's hard for me to get on the radio sometimes. So this will be KCHWNI. I will be clear on your final.
Well, Roger, I had a pleasure talking to you. Pleasure meeting you. And really quick, I thought this was kind of funny. I always get a superstition that rat tail on my antenna, if I take it off and put on a VHF rat tail, I always think that it's just because of the position of my rat tail, that's why I'm getting a good signal. I don't know why I think that. I just always have, but 73 to you. Have a good rest of your day. And this is KFA-SQN. Clear.
Yeah, sounds good. Your position of the rat tail, I suppose, could be something to it, but just play with a little bit more and see what you can pick up. It's a pretty fun hobby. I've been tinkering with it for a long time. So 73, enjoy the rest of your day. This is KCHWNI out.
KFA-FQN from W2PUT Mobile.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Go ahead, and really quick, how am I coming in?
A little static on your signal, but otherwise copyable. Yeah, your call sign, my brother used to be a ham. Of course, his prefix was different, but his last three letters was FQN, so thought that was kind of amusing. Yeah, the name here's Dan. And we're mobile, just coming into the Atlanta, Georgia area right now.
This is KFA-FQN. Wait, did you say Atlanta, Georgia? Like, the state Georgia, right?
Yes, I did say Atlanta, Georgia. We're on our way back to southeast Michigan from the Orlando Hamcation, Hamfest in Orlando. I'm coming in via a mobile all-star node, though. So, yeah, there's no weird RF going on. It's through the magic of the Internet.
All right, Roger, yeah. I thought you were, when you said Atlanta, I thought you were in Atlanta right now talking like through the ratio range. I got so confused. But yeah, that All-Star node makes sense. I've been wanting to make my Raspberry Pi into an All-Star node. But I kind of quit that project because I had no use for it right now, because as you can tell, I'm getting into the computer, and Emily City is very good, so I don't really have a use for it. But I want to make a, like, I think it's like a tracker for satellites with my Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, the Raspberry Pis are fun to play around with. I've been building nodes for quite a number of years now. Yeah, the node I'm on, I'm talking to the node via RF. The RF side of the node, it's a 900 megahertz full duplex repeater. It's not a big repeater, mind you, but it has a 3 watts gets me what I need. Frequently use it at, when I'm out and about to get back into, you know, whatever system. And being full duplex, it allows me full control over it. I've had this, in various permutations before All-Star came to exist. I built this approaching 20 years ago. Built it when I worked at the state at the radio shop in Northville, and I've been gone from there for 15 years, and managed for probably 5 years before I left there. You know, ultimately we added the All-Star to it when that became practical. It's got a lot of hours on it. I enjoy it quite a bit. We do a lot of road tripping.
This is KF8F2N. Well, you guys are lucky. We're going to California this spring. That's where I was born. I was born in Vista. Lived here to Michigan. That's where my mom and dad were born. But, I heard a breaking station, so, go ahead. Tell me what a breaking station was.
Yeah, this is Brad again, VE360I, yeah. What's your call sign again, phonetically? I'm trying to look through them on QRZ, VE360I.
Connected to CMN Network.
VE360R, I believe. I remember you. I didn't hear you on Switchflex, but my call sign is Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Foxtrot, 2 Rex, November, as in KF8, F2N.
Roger, roger. Go ahead, the other station, B3CCI.
Okay, and good afternoon to you there. Name here is Dan. We're just not quite to downtown Atlanta here on I-75 heading north. Had a great time in Orlando this week. Spent a couple of days at Disney and hanging out with friends and doing the Orlando Ham Fest. Yeah, we've been listening for a little bit here. I usually spend most of my time over on the East Coast Reflector, but every now and again we hang out on the FBI system here. This is W2PUT Mobile.
This is KF8F2N. I own a double there. You're lucky too, because you went to go to a ham radio fest. I think I've heard you before. Somebody was going to Florida to a ham radio fest. It might have been on the computer, I'm not sure. I was talking, but I'm only on ECR 2 as well, via Echoing.
Oh, okay. Do you ever get on the Friday Night Usenet?
I do sometimes, but I was there like 2 Fridays ago. Well, not this Friday. I fucking WDQ. But I gotta go. My dad's calling me. So I'm gonna say 7 3 to you guys. It's nice talking to you. And KFAF Blankford.
All right, 7-3, yeah, and I have known Dick JPQ since I was in my teens. You know, we're originally from that that area. 7-3, W2PUT, Mobile. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Dano. How was Hamcation?
Be clear, listening.
Good afternoon, Sean. Hey, we had a great time at Hamcation. I wonder if all those blinky lights are going. If they're going to go the other way, are they going to hop back on, loop around? We're showing some red on the maps of Google here as we come into Atlanta. Well, traffic through Atlanta always sucks. I mean, it never doesn't, but... Yeah, it looks like there's a crash up ahead. But anyway, we had a great time. And we stayed with Jerry NHJS and his wife. They run a condo for a couple months down there. Yeah, since they retired. Actually, they're coming back in a couple weeks. But yep, had a great time.
Well, good. I hope the weather was better. It was pretty brutal down there. For Florida, I would have been very disappointed had I been down there with some of the temperatures I was seeing. So hopefully you avoided that. I haven't been following. But I figured since it's not making the national news, perhaps it's gotten back to at least palatable. Murphy, N8NM, he has a place down there. And I keep threatening one of these years I'm going to come down there and pay him a visit during Hamcation week, and but this year they had some things they had to do up here, and they're still here in possibly the worst winter we've had in decades. He had to get stuck up here for the winter. But so I've yet to be. In fact, I've never set foot in Florida ever. So if I do go down there to Hamcation at some point, it'll be a first.
Well, it's not the biggest ham fest, I will say. Dayton is definitely bigger. There's no two ways about it. But, I mean, it's nice. There's a lot of people go. I found a bargain this year. I got it. It looks like it may never have been tuned. UHF flat pack. I remember it's a Selwave or Phelps Dodge on it, but it does untune and it's got a Motorola sticker on the side, but the slugs look like they've never moved. Got it for $40, which that's pretty darn good, you know. Purchase of opportunity. So if you come down just for the fest and not make a vacation out of it, you'd probably be disappointed to go all that way just for the fest. But, you know, of course, like I said, we stayed with Jerry and his wife. You know, the missus came along, and we did a couple of days at Disney and, you know, in the parks and Disney Springs and whatnot. We did, you know, the entertainment district there. Had a great time. So, you know, it's... But Hamfest is a good excuse to do some vacation.
You're running up my electric bill.
Outstanding. Let that meter spin. good. I like I said, one of these days I'll get down there, but don't know. But maybe your ears are burning. Somebody was asking about you this morning. They saw you connected up, and they were intrigued by the 900. That's what got them really, ooh, 900. And I said, oh, no, no, no. They said, that's his node that he runs in the car. So, but all right, real good. I'm going to let you travel there, and I'm going to get to, I might run out here and do a little shopping, get some stuff in the house here. You're going to, see, if you're in Atlanta now, I'm guessing you left this morning, so where's the, you're planning to stop, I'm guessing, being 257, you're stopping somewhere. Going to try to make Ohio, or are you going to bunker down before then?
Yeah, it depends upon how we feel. You know, I'm thinking perhaps Knoxville area. That's where we made it to last year. We wanted to make it further last year on the way back, but the driving day was just terrible last year. It was heavy rains, and you know, there was, you know, the roads were half flooded. It was a terrible drive back, but I'm hoping to make at least Knoxville, and then you know, finish it up tomorrow. I mean, no use wearing ourselves out, you know. I do have a 900 on the repeater on the air, though. You know, just, not just the note, the Marinard 927-0375 at the Wayne County site, Marinard, aka 4101.
Right, right. Well, Wally just bought one of those Tates that not only does multi-band, but it also does multiple protocol. But its other claim to fame, in addition to be multi-band, UHF, VHF, and 800, it also does 900, including the ham portion. So he's been pretty excited about that. P25, VMR, analog. Kind of the closest thing to a holy grail radio we've got so far. I know the Viking VP800 also boasts the same thing, but the Tate 9800 or 9900, whatever it is, comes in either portable or mobile flavor, and it's very reminiscent of a 5550 mobile, as far as form factor and look and feel. So we are anxiously listening as Wally gets that thing programmed up, and we see how it works and how it plays. Still not cheap, but it's not Motorola. It's not Motorola expensive, or not quite VP800 Viking expensive. Still up there.
When I was still at the state, I got to evaluate a couple of the tapes when they were first putting them out there for use on the state system. Okay, so that goes back quite a number of years. But, you know, I was impressed with the quality. And, you know, the few I've seen here and there after, you know, since then, not a bad radio. They really aren't. I would be lying if I said otherwise. I don't know whether they still do or not, but at one point in time, Tate was OEMing the lower-end radios for Ericsson. And right about the time they transitioned from Ericsson to the mostly forgotten ComNet critical systems before they were MACOM.
Wyatt, were you trying to jump back in?
This is KFAFQN. Sorry about that. I was trying to test out my VHF rat tail on, and I was trying to test it out, and I was on the wrong frequency. Sorry about that.
No problem. Let you carry on. But
Yeah, it does look like a nice product, and I've seen some of their commercial offerings, and Dan, and I've been impressed. They had a series of repeaters that were out, and they were like almost like VME. You know, they'd have the upright cards that would slide in and out, the exciter and the receiver and everything, and you know, I wouldn't call it Quantar like, but kind of. But my kitty, who's been very, very sick, just came upstairs and is meowing at me. I think I have to go see what's going on here. So I will listen out, and then I might have to jump out of here. W-A-F-U.
Okay, Sean. Hey, pleasure chatting, as always. And happy listening. W-T-U-T moment.
All right, WNSSM Mobile, Fat City.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, FFQ, is this getting through to anybody?
This is KFAFQN. I didn't hear your call sign or reach my radio, but go ahead.
Hello, FQN. This is KF8FSQ. I'm taking that Anytone radio for a drive. I'm kind of curious if I'm even audible. I'm thinking about returning this thing.
I'm trying to hit a repeater in Holly. I barely could make out what you were saying in that last transmission, so I'm thinking maybe the radio's got some RF issues. I don't know.
Alright,
Roger, I'm on echoing right now, I'm using my real radio. On echoing, it looks like I'm coming in clear. But I'm actually loud and clear. Also, are you okay with your call sign and you being inside of the YouTube video? Yeah, that's fine. As long as you get rid off of it, just send me a couple bucks. But yeah, I heard that you're coming in through Echo Link and you're able to pick me up loud and clear. I'm hitting the repeater, so that must mean that at my home base there I don't have very good signal. But I appreciate the signal report there, and good luck on creating your video. I'm getting pretty close to home though, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to hold this repeater.
This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, starting a 3-net for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link receivers, you may also check in on this net. Please call KD8RHB.
Control. Please
recognize
N8BZR, November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. No traffic.
Roger, I got two stations doubled by KB8SWR. Jeff, thank you. Good afternoon to you. And then there was a November 8, Bravo, Zulu, Romeo. Were you in and out? Over.
Yes, I'm in and out.
All right, thank you for checking in. Appreciate it. Have a good day. This is KD8RHP, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call. This is Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. If you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call KDRHB.
KDRHB, WBATTV.
WBATTV, roger. You are loud and clear, over.
Roger, I have you the same.
Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Good afternoon, Brad. I'm going to be in and out today.
Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Correction, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. In and out. Thanks for checking in, Max. And you are also loud and clear. Over.
Thank you, sir. Likewise to you. Have a good night. KEADON, Alex.
Delta, 88 RHC, I had you loud and clear, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo, Delta. Roger. Jim, you are loud and clear also at my location. Thanks for checking in, sir. This is KDRHB taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Coronet. If you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call KDRHB.
Error 202.
This is KD8RHP,
taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. Please call.
Charlie Bravo, no traffic.
WT Alpha X-ray Bravo. Hey Charlie, thanks for checking in. I got you at the lift. You're loud and clear, over.
Roger, you are loud and clear also. Out.
November 8, Nickel Romeo Lima. November 8, Echo Romeo Lima. Roger, you are loud and clear. I got you added to the list. Thanks for checking in. Net, stand by for the start of the net. Out.
UHF Hub, timer.
This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, MTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is K88RHB. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo in and out. Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu. Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November in and out. Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. November 8, Hotel Echo Echo in and out. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Romeo Foxtrot. November 8, Quebec Yankee, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Sierra, Quebec. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Juliet. Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo. November 8, Echo Romeo Lima. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call.
This is November 8, November Oscar Romeo. No traffic.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo Roger, got your ads on the list. Thanks for checking in. Our other stations, please call. Okay, hearing none. Max is off this week. He checked it in and out, so I'll start off. Today, basically, not too much going on. I do have a Skywarn Officon meeting Tuesday night here locally in Kellen County. Get to meet with a group and go over things with them. Other than that, I hope to have a District 5 EC meeting next week Monday, and hope haven't had one face to face in a while, so hoping to be able to do that. And then there's the first weekend there in March is the interoperability conference. So that's about all I have. So we'll go ahead and get started here at the top of the list. So November 8th, Oscar Bravo Uniform. What were your comments, Mike?
I don't really have any I'm glad to see the warm weather here. It's nice to be able to walk outside today and not have to have thermal everything on, and I'm sure everybody else agrees. Now we get to go through the mud phase, but thank you for being that control. Now I'll be sitting here monitoring if I'm needed. Any it'll be you.
All right, very good, Mike. Yeah, I can't agree more. Thanks again for getting things set up. Next on the list, Kilo Bravo 8, here with your Romeo, Jeff.
Thank you.
Evening, Brett, and everybody in the net. Yeah, thanks, Mike, for getting it set up. Just trying to get some stuff done outside, so I heard the net coming up, and here I am. A lot going on locally, not a lot on the public side, but a lot of stuff in the works, so we'll talk to you later. KBW here.
All right, very good, Jeff. Thank you so much for getting the VHF set up today. Thanks for everything you guys do. We really appreciate it. All right, well, take the next one on the list is WBTQZ, and then we'll take a standby. Go ahead, Mike.
Good afternoon, Brick, 88RHP and Michigan ARPSC, WBTQZ is there in Roger City, ECO, Prince Kill County, and Max, MIT Net Manager. Well, activity on the nets is moving along fairly well. Propagation is getting better for the time, and we're certainly glad for that. The weather, we've finally gotten a break. It's rather extraordinary cold. I guess it's going to last for a few days. I have heard varying estimates of a weather event midweek, anywhere from next to nothing to maybe 6 or 7 inches of snow. So we'll be curious to see how that plays out. That's all the news here. Thank you. All right, very
UHF
good.
UHF Hub. Timeout.
Okay, hearing none. Back to the list, Kilo 8, Juliet, Bravo Delta. Go ahead, Jim.
88RHB in the net. This is KGBD. The name is Jim. I am EC for Washtenaw County. Thanks for taking the net. Appreciate that. There's not too much going on here right now, but starting the beginning of March, things start to crank up. We saw the first siren nets. So we go through and try to go through and find all the busted sirens. Usually we find three or four that have an issue every year. So we try and find those out. We got a great group of people out there working on it. We're going to try and set up some in-person meetings for some of the people, starting with our RACES group for the county here. Those are basically county vetted. So those are the ones we go to first, and we'll also work down through the area thing and see what's going on. Currently going through and sort of pounding away at the Michigan Volunteer Registry. We're trying to get that set up here. Thanks to John Bloom, the NX08 or DEC for District 2, and that'll give us some extra goodies for helping to activate people if we need to in the future. We've been working on that. Looks like it's going to be a good thing. Other than that, it's been a nice sunny day, nice long dog walk, and starting to get ready for some of my hobbies during the spring, fall, spring, summer, and winter. So we're starting to move into that. Looking forward to it. Don't mind the winter, but looking forward to the next season. Anyway, with that, thanks for taking that. Back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right. Very good, Jim. Thank you for checking in. Good to hear from you. Good signal today. All right. Next on the list is November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. You're up, Tim.
Hey, well, thanks, Brett. This is Tim, one of the AEDCs in D2 Macomb County. Also, not a lot happening here in Macomb since last week. We still have 30 active on our roster with two applicants pending now, so we got one more there. The group is testing and making improvements on our new website and the secure personnel database. It's really coming along nice, so a lot of work on that by our webmaster. We're looking forward to the MI5 training session with Jeff this Thursday. We're going to get that in by Zoom at the MISD building on Garfield Road in Clinton Township. For those who haven't visited our website yet, please take a look at it. It's macombarpsc.org. As always, we thank Mike, Jeff, and all at Central Michigan for the VHF-UHF links. It's all from Macomb County for this week. This is NAWRO. Back over to you, Brett.
NAWRO,
WRO. This is K8RHB. Would you mind giving that address again, please?
Yes, certainly. It would be McComb, ARPSC, .org.
Roger. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Thanks for being on the net today. All right. NHATE was in and out. So, hello, Echo 8. Romeo Foxtrot. You're up for comment, sir.
Error 205.
Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot, you're up for comment.
Kilo Echo 8, Romeo Foxtrot. Don't really have a lot to tell. Basically keep checking you in and out. We did have a meeting in County. This month, and apparently our building deal fell apart, but we are working on a new building. A new field for a
Romeo Foxtrot, Roger. Thank you for your comments. I did copy that. Hopefully things will come around for you guys. Thanks again for checking in. Appreciate you checking in every week. Next on the list is November 8th, Quebec, Yankee, Quebec.
Well, good evening to everybody on the net. This is Jay from Detroit. First time on the net. Got to listen in on a SBR last weekend, and brand new to the ARPSC community. Just trying to learn all I can. So thanks for having me this evening, and appreciate it. Back to net control.
NHQYQ. Roger, thank you for joining us. Glad you were able to. You got a good signal. I'm over in Kellen County. You got a good signal. Good. I'm glad you checked in, and welcome every week. All right, next station is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Sierra Quebec.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Sierra Quebec. Kind of in and out today. This is my first net as well. I got my tech a few weeks ago. Been listening though for a while. So just waving hello.
All right, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Sierra Quebec. Glad you got your ticket. You're welcome every week. So just keep getting on here, and I'm glad you did. Thanks again for checking in. All right, next station, Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey, Oscar Juliet.
Yeah, good evening. This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey, Oscar Juliet. I don't really have much to say either. I tried to check in there on a node, and apparently I wasn't getting heard, so I went to RF to a repeater in Detroit there, and I forgot to add the in and out when you did hear me. So anyway, I just want to thank you all, the ARPSC, for all the work and effort you guys do to have systems in place in case they're needed there. It's nice to hear a dedicated bunch of people working all through the year. You guys have a great one there, and thanks again for all you do. KAWOJ, back to you.
All right, very good, Rick. Thank you for checking in. Even though you meant to do in and out, it was good that you had comments. So it's always good to check in, and even if you have a little bit of something going on, that's great to hear. So thanks again for checking in. All right, next station is Whiskey Delta 8, Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie.
88RHB, this is WDMA. Still fighting a bad cold, or probably a variant of COVID. So went outside today, feeling a little stronger, starting to come around, but still everything is just tiring. So hopefully by Wednesday night we'll be all recovered, as Wednesday night will be the monthly net of the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club down in Centerville at the Royal Cafe at 6 p.m. So going to talk a lot about the upcoming Hamfest for the St. Joseph Amateur Radio Club. That'll be on Saturday, April 18th, from 8 a.m. till noon. Nice little Hamfest. There will be examiners. There will be volunteer examiners there for ham exams. And there'll be spot for inside table rentals for the people that need those too. So you need to follow up with KC8 Alpha Alpha Foxtrot. Again, follow up with KC8 Alpha Alpha Foxtrot. His name is John, and as I understand it, the St. Joseph County Hamfest for April 18th is listed at the ARRL website. So looking forward to a lot of people there.
Station ending in Lima. Give me your call again. Over.
November, number 8, Whiskey Juliet Lima, Jay in Detroit.
November 8, Whiskey Juliet Lima, Jay. I got you. Thanks for checking in. Do you have any comments for the net? Over.
Just checking in.
All right, very good. Thank you very much for checking in. We're here every week. Hope to hear you next week. Any other stations wishing to check in, please call.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Wyatt from Emily City.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Wyatt, Roger. Thank you for checking in. Good to hear you. Do you have anything you'd like to say for the net? Over.
No traffic.
Okay, very good. Awesome, you're on. Thank you. Glad to have you on today. Hope to hear you again soon. All right, this is KD8RHB. Take another standby. Is there anyone else wishing to check in to the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Port at? Please call. Okay, I'll call it. We had 18 check-ins today. That's a really good net. I want to thank everybody that took their time to check in and have comments. Hope everyone enjoys this little spurt of warm weather. Don't be fooled by it though. We live in Michigan. But anyways, everyone be safe and enjoy it, and hope to hear you back here next week. This is KD8RHB. This net is closed. Closed down out.
Thank you for being net control. Yeah, we're supposed to have some storms around Wednesday, but hopefully by next weekend it'll be back nice. 73-0, NEW clear.
Thanks, Mike.
Keep it SW. Have a good day, Jeff. Good luck working on whatever you're working on.
T-O-T-D-I-S. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is KF8 FQN listening. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. Wyatt from Elmer City, listening. KF8FQN clear.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.